The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, we're back for another round of Triangle Bulletin Board, and the news come out that country music power couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are returning to North Carolina, coming to Raleigh's PNC Arena next summer, June 22nd. And this is the first time that both of them will be here for their concert in more than a decade. The couple's first joint new album, The Rest of Our Life, is out now, and each ticket purchase includes a copy. McGraw has played Raleigh on his own in recent years, including 2010 and 2014 at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. The last time he and Hill performed here together was in 2006, when the arena was called the RBC Center. Hill and McGraw also played PNC-RBC together in 2000, when it was known as the Raleigh Entertainment and Sports Arena. Their tour recently played Greensboro, and it's been one of the highest-grossing concert tours of the year, that according to Pollstar. So there you have it. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, June 22nd, PNC Arena. Other events coming up at PNC Arena, Sunday, December 3rd, Escape, the Great Escape Tour, one of the most beloved groups in R&B history. Escape announced the first ever headlining tour, the Great Escape Tour, answering the overwhelming demand of fans nationwide. Escape, Candy Burris Tucker and Tamika Tiny Harris, and sisters Latosha and Tamika Scott, returned to the stage to perform all of their memorable hits. Adding to that excitement for the group will be joined on tour by special guests Monica and Tamar Braxton. Tickets run $45 to $85. That concert on Sunday, December 3rd, is at 7. By the way, tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. All right, December 6th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. Celebrate what's possible as the adventures of five daring Disney heroines spark the courage inside all of us. The heroines, Moana, Anna, Rapunzel, Belle, and Cinderella. Of course, the show is hosted by Mickey and Minnie, and discover why no dream is too big when we find the strength to shape our own destiny. Wednesday, December 13th at PNC Arena, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Over the past 20-plus years, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has become a critically acclaimed, multi-platinum musical powerhouse, and its annual winter tours a beloved multi-generational holiday tradition. The concert starts at 7:30. Ticket prices start at $43.50. New Year's Eve, Sunday, December 31st, it's the Abbott Brothers. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott of Concord formed the Abbott Brothers in 2000, along with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Cellist Joe Kwan joined the band in 2007. The 2017 Grammy Award-nominated alternative folk luminaries are on the road in support of their number one album and ninth release, True Sadness, which features the blockbuster single and chart topper Ain't No Man. The concert starts at 8:30 on New Year's Eve, and ticket prices range from $45.50 to $70.50. And next year, January 25th through the 28th, it's a Marvel Universe Live, the Age of Heroes. Sunday, February 11th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, February 17th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 10 and 11, it's Monster Jam. Saturday, March 24th, 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, Friday, June 22nd, it's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill with their Soul to Soul Tour. All of that at PNC Arena. All right, upcoming audio describe performances around the area. Saturday, November 18th, Gypsy at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The classic musical comedy about the last days of vaudeville. Return to the stage. Gypsy is the ultimate tale of an ambitious stage mother fighting for her daughter's success. Curtain goes up at 2. Tuesday, November 28th, Dot. Playmakers Repertory, Paul Green Theater, a dizzy, dysfunctional family reunion to remember. This holiday season, the Sheelys dare you not to laugh as they reconnect around their aging mother in the heart of West Philly, where they find that losing your memory and losing your mind are two completely different things. This is a 7:30 performance. Also on the audio describe performance list, Saturday, December 2nd, School of Rock. This is at DPAC. Yeah, of course, based on the hit film, this hilarious new musical follows Dewey Finn, a wannabe rock star posing as a substitute teacher who turns a class of straight-A students into a guitar-shredding, bass-slapping, mind-blowing rock band. This is the 8 o'clock performance. Sunday, December 3rd, Peter Pan and Wendy, Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium. A young girl feels alone in the world. Can a boy who never grew up help her to discover her best self? Or will he lead her straight into the clutches of you-know-who, Captain Hook? It's a 2 p.m. performance. Sunday, December 3rd as well, A Christmas Story, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center. Join Ralphie Parker on his quest to get a Red Ryder air rifle from Santa under the Christmas tree. Deborah Granite directs this fun-filled comedy, complete with Bumpus Hounds, major awards, frozen flagpoles, and a touching story about family, friendship, and unforgettable Christmas memories at 3 o'clock. Sunday, December 10th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, this musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. Curtain goes up at 5 o'clock. And Sunday, December 17th, on the audio describe performance list, Black Nativity. This is Justice Theater Project at Stewart Theater, NC State. Curtain goes up at 3 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the things going on in the community of Cary. The Marvelous Music Family Concert Series events are held at the Cary Arts Center Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17. Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed version of that holiday classic. Tickets for the Ballerina Tea are $10 and sold separately. Saturday's performance is at 10 o'clock, and Sunday's show is at 2:30. Then the Paige Walker Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Events occur on Sundays at 4, and we're just going to highlight one of them. December 10th, Holidays in Rhythm with the Greg Gelb Jazz Quintet. With the rhythmic jazz beat of the season, Gelb and his jazz quintet will offer a new and delightful approach to the holidays. What better way to get in the holiday spirit than to listen to an afternoon of jazz and seasonal music? A noted local jazz musician, Greg has been performing since the 1980s. Switching to the Clayton Center, Sunday, December 3rd, it's the Nutcracker, presented by Tippy Toes Dance Studio at 7. Friday, December 8th, Celtic Tenors. Celebrate the holidays with your family and friends and our favorite Irishmen, Daryl, James, and Matthew, as they entertain you with skillful and artistic renditions of Irish folk standards, fun and energetic pop favorites, and, of course, Christmas tunes. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $28 plus those taxes and fees. Saturday, December 16th, it's the Johnston County Chorale Holiday Concert. There are two performances, one at 2 p.m., the other at 7. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events start at 7:30, unless noted. Thursday, November 16th through Saturday, November 18th, The Pirate Queen. Set in Ireland and based on some of the exploits of Grace O'Malley, the original Pirate Queen, our musical is a rollicking blend of script and music. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, 2 and 7:30 on Saturday. Thursday through Saturday, November 30th through December 2nd, A Christmas Carol. The classic Dickens tale comes to life in the Carolina Children's Theater musical production. It tells the story, of course, of Ebenezer Scrooge, an old miser who is visited by the ghost of his former business partner, Jacob Marley, along with the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come. After their visit, Scrooge is transformed into a kinder, gentler man. Tuesday, December 5th, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Carolina Puppet Theater presents Rudolph. The show is at 11. Thursday, December 7th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Happy Holidays. Saturday, December 9th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Cooler and Cooler. January 12th, that's a Friday, the Sting Police. This group pays tribute to the musical legacy of the Police and the solo music career of Sting. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, events coming up soon, December 1st through the 17th, it's Cinderella. Of course, the holiday musical, this is at Sutton Theater. January 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against. Set in a highly competitive architecture firm, this play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. February 9th through the 25th, it's the Little Shop of Horrors, of course, a musical comedy. March 16th through April 1st, it's Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through May 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And the finale for the 2017-2018 season, June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. All performances at Raleigh Little Theater are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assisted listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. All right, let's take a look at a couple of the music festivals around North Carolina. December 1st and 2nd, Balsam Range Art and Musical Festival. It's one of those days. I don't know why I'm having trouble with the word festival. It's got a V in it there, folks. Lake Junaluska, December 14th through the 16th, Bluegrass Kind of Christmas. This is in Raleigh. The promoter behind September's Bluegrass Island Festival in Mandio started this festival last year with a lineup of 15 acts plus 12 of tomorrow's bluegrass stars. The hotel-based show also presented workshops, vendors, and late-night jamming. Balsam Range hosts this event. The festival site is the Hilton North Raleigh Midtown. December 16th, Winter Music Fest. This is in Morganton. The Evening of Music is a fundraiser for Casting for Hope, a nonprofit that helps women in Western North Carolina who are living with ovarian or other gynecological cancers. January 5th and 6th, Elvis Fest. The yearly event in Chapel Hill, local and regional bands come together to celebrate the King. Elvis Fest is in its 21st year in 2018. Festival site is Cat's Cradle. All righty. At the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, the Sights and Sounds concert series is in full swing. All events starting at 2 p.m. on Sundays, unless noted. All right, November 19th, it's UNCG Faculty Voice Duo. UNC Greensboro faculty members Donald Hartman, Clara O'Brien, and Jim Douglas perform Mailer's epic song cycle, The Youth's Magic Horn. It's a collection of songs about soldiers, spirits, and love. Wonderhorn demonstrates the master composer's ability to interpret German folk tales with stirring musical imagery. Coming up January 21st, Sights and Sound Concert Series, Isosceles String Quartet, new string quartet commissioned by Chamber Music Raleigh and organized by Jacqueline Wolborski, Associate Principal Second Violin of the North Carolina Symphony, and featuring all North Carolina Symphony musicians. The ensemble aims to push the boundaries of traditional chamber music performance, embracing an edgier and adventuresome aesthetic. February 11th, it's Duchamp McKenzie Duo, that's flute and piano. March 18th, American Chamber Players. May 13th, Symphony Winds. And May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. Also at the Museum of Art, Sunday, December 10th, there's a holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir. Start your holiday season with a flourish as the Raleigh Flute Choir presents its 30th annual concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Enjoy creative arrangements of holiday favorites and original compositions. The Chamber Ensemble features 9 professional flutists, or is that flautists? I'm not sure, performing on a range of instruments from the piccolo to the 8-foot contrabass. Performance is at 3 o'clock for that holiday concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Sunday, December 10th. Lightening things up, Goodnight's Comedy Club. Here's the lineup for the rest of this month, November 16th through the 18th, John Witherspoon. He's the type of comedian who doesn't need to say a word to make a room erupt with laughter. All he needs is one hilarious sideways glance to bring down the house. November 22nd, Mike Mello. Mike is one of the top comedians in the Triangle. There, I said it. He works a room like no one else works a room. He can make a joke out of anything, and his facial expressions are priceless. November 24th through the 26th, Michael Blackson. Michael, a.k.a. the African King of Comedy, is more than just an American comedy favorite. He's a global stand-up phenomenon. He was born in Ghana. Blackson cut his teeth in Philadelphia's comedy scene before landing a scene-stealing breakout role in Ice Cube's hit film Next Friday. And then November 30th through December 2nd, it's Tom Green. Tom's bizarre antics on MTV's The Tom Green Show earned him a reputation as an outlandish prankster and made him a household name in the early 2000s. That's at Goodnight's Comedy Club. For more information, you can contact them at 919-828-5233. Okay, at the Garner Performing Arts Center, it's out with its schedule for the 2017-2018 season of Broadway Voices. The popular concerts return to Garner with a series of one-night-only concerts that will be filled with excitement, amusement, and awesome entertainment as 3 popular Broadway stars present intimate performances for the community. All 3 concerts start at 7:30. Season tickets are available. Individual tickets are $35. Saturday, November 18th, David Burnham. Burnham is making his third appearance in Broadway Voices. He left his hit Las Vegas show last year for the quick cross-country trip to Garner after making his first appearance in Broadway Voices in 2012. Saturday, January 13th, it is Lauren Kennedy. Kennedy is making her first appearance in Broadway Voices, but has been a series friend for years. She is the producing artistic director of Theatre Raleigh and has played some of the most iconic roles on Broadway. Saturday, April 7th, it's Three Phantoms in Concert. Craig Shulman's Three Phantoms in Concerts has played in many of the country's grandest theaters. Last fall, Shulman brought the concert to Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium for a fundraiser for flood victims that raised more than $50,000. Also at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, December 15th, Shana Tucker Dinner Show. Celebrate the sights and sounds of the season in this unique dining experience at the Garner Performing Arts Center. You'll enjoy dinner catered by Unforgettable Food Affairs. After dinner, you'll be treated to the musical talents of chamber soul cellist vocalist Shana Tucker with special featured vocalist Kenya. Dinner is at 7. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Then Saturday, January 6th, Bullies in the Church. The spelling of it, it just makes it come out like church. Presented by Sister Louise's Brunch House Theater. The event starts at 5. Friday, February 16th, a Temptations review featuring Barrington Bo Henderson. Bringing the unforgettable songs of Motown is a Temptations review featuring former lead singer of the Temptations and Grammy Award winner Bo Henderson. Concert starts at 7:30. All right, taking a look at the lineup for the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, Thursday, November 16th, everyone's favorite scientist, Neil deGrasse Tyson. The award-winning scientist will captivate guests by sharing his insights into modern cosmology, astrophysics, and all manner of things about the universe. Friday, November 17th, it's Lewis Black, the Rant White and Blue Tour. Black, a Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. Saturday, November 18th, the OJs with special guest The Dramatics. The OJs helped form the soundtrack for the lives of several generations. Few bands are as celebrated with inductions into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and the official R&B Music Hall of Fame, plus a BET Lifetime Achievement Award. Sunday, November 19th, at DPAC, Rodrigo y Gabriela. This is the 10th anniversary tour. Mexican acoustic rock maestro Rodrigo y Gabriela is set to continue their triumphant U.S. tour as they celebrate the 10th anniversary re-release of their classic self-titled breakout album. Friday, November 24th, it's the Hip Hop Nutcracker. It's an evening-length production performed by a supercharged cast of a dozen all-star dancers, a DJ, and violinist. Through the spells cast by the mysterious Drosselmeyer, Maria Clara and her Nutcracker Prince travel back in time to the moment when her parents first met in a nightclub. The hip-hop Nutcracker celebrates love, community, and the magic of New Year's Eve in 1980s Brooklyn. All right, also coming up at DPAC, Saturday, November 25th, St. Vincent, Fear the Future Tour. Sunday, November 26th, the Brian Setzer Orchestra. November 28th through December 3rd, School of Rock. Tuesday, December 5th, 98 Degrees at Christmas. Wednesday, December 6th, American Idol winner Fantasia, Christmas After Midnight Tour. Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, Carolina Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Thursday through Sunday, December 14th through the 17th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Always a favorite. Okay, at Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary, November 24th through January 14th. The ever-popular North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. It runs 6 to 10 o'clock each evening, closed on Mondays, except for December 25th and January 1st. Tickets, kids 2 and under, are free, no ticket needed. Ages 3 through 17, $10. And adults 18 plus, the tickets are $15. And the tickets are date-specific. There are discounts on select nights along with group discounts. There are stage performances that take place each evening at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. A couple of things going on at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. November 14th through the 19th is Gypsy. This is North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 17 and 18, Mozart Requiem, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights. Sunday, November 19th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Sunday, November 19th, Puddle's Pity Party, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Tuesday, November 21st, Triangle Youth Orchestra and Symphony Fall Concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 22nd through the 26th, Messiah. This is Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.